you take hog blood and mix it with flour. You boil it, and it's called blood pudding.
People make that much around here?
No, that's a northern dish.
What would you call a thick sour milk that you keep on hand?
Okay. I call it buttermilk. I guess you can call it that.
I've never heard the other term.
Clabber.
People around here ever make any kind of cheese from that clabber?
Not around here. Not recently. You can buy in the store, probably cheaper. But it's probably cottage cheese, that sort of thing.
And after you milk the cow, first thing you have to do with it to get the impurities out,
pasteurize it by raising the temperature to a certain height per so on.
And used to pour pasteurize or something together.
You strain it out. Get the bugs out.
But what would be your term for a dish of kind of a made out of fruit and baked in a deep dish with a crust on it?
I call it a cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that different from a pie?
Oh, yes. Cobbler could be real thick and could have chunks of the bread inside of it, too, you know. Like dumplings could be inside of there, cobbler.
What would you be trying to eat for a sweet liquid that you pour it over pudding?
Mm-hmm.
Any special
knowledge? Yeah, it's probably syrup of some kind. Mm-hmm.
And what about foods that you would have between regular meals?
Oh, snacks.
Snack. And, let's see, you might say, at 7 o'clock this morning,
I ate breakfast.
Or yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And, if you were thirsty, you might go to the refrigerator and pour yourself a boil.
A glass of water. Mm-hmm. A shot of milk.
Yeah, something like that. And you might say, I knocked the glass off the cabinet. And
it broke.
Or you might say, I didn't break it, but it was.
It was broken.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, did you ever have a name for a dish? Maybe you were in. Oh, had some cornmeal and boiled with some salt and water and eat it that way.
Sounds weird. Mm-hmm. I've heard that before.
Did you have any name?
No.
You ever heard anybody talk about mush or gruel?
That's different now. Mush, you just boil it in water. You put cornmeal in water and just boil it and it becomes, I've eaten mush, yes. Mm-hmm. But it was not sliced. Mush is a good food. It's not all. I was a kid, we ate it all the time.
Did anybody ever use the term gruel before?
No. That's another. It's not around here. That's further north. Mm-hmm. I just keep saying it's north. It's not southern.
Not this part of the country.
No.
And let's see. We were talking about drinking water, and I asked you, how much did you drink? You might say,
I drank a glass full or a glass empty.
Or you might ask me, how much have you
drunk?
And so when dinner is on the table and everybody's just standing there not eating, mm-hmm. you might tell them what to get them drunk.
And dinner is served.
And what might you say to somebody, we're just sitting there and you didn't want him to wait until the food is passed, but to go ahead, you might tell him to do what you might say.
I can say, go ahead and begin.
Did you ever use the expression like help yourself there?
Yes, help yourself.
Mm-hmm. talking about somebody sitting down, you might say, I told him to sit down, so he
sat.
When he sat down, everyone had been
seated.
And if you decide not to, not since the food is passed around, you decide not to eat, how would you?